Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I will be very brief. You've seen a lot of my face today and other nights, so I will be brief, but I do want to take a bit of my time just again to join in others who thanked you for the attention and care that you're all taking with this process. It's much appreciated and obviously very important to an awful lot of people, so thank you for what you're doing. So here in historic Deerfield, I want to touch on a couple of issues related to historic resource review, the first being just real concern about the Section 106 process and the fact that it is so out of step with the timing of the SEC process. It could take up to 5 years to complete the Section 106 process, and with the SEC on a much shorter statutory timeline, it's hard to understand what information other than what the applicant has provided, and we know they have provided you with significant information about historic resources. What other information will you be using? Because often it's the Section 106 information that's feeding in. So that's another concern. And then also here in Deerfield, I think we heard earlier the term cultural landscapes. And I was thinking about it as sort of that's the tapestry of New Hampshire's character. And that tapestry, that character can't be captured in a site-by-site key observation point approach to visual impact analysis. And really want to urge the committee to think broadly about that category. It is a recognized National Historic category of cultural landscapes, and we have them here in New Hampshire, in Deerfield, up and down the line, and very clearly transmission towers that are 10 to 12 stories high clash with cultural landscapes. And finally, I just want to talk about energy diversity briefly, because that's been a big topic that Northern Pass has discussed at every meeting, and just that what it seems to be that there's a real concern about over-reliance on gas currently, but with Northern Pass, if it gets added to the mix and potentially some of the other hydro projects that are in the New England Clean Energy RFP, we'll really sort of be trading reliance on one kind of power, gas, for another. As Mr. Quinlan himself said tonight, New England is hugely dependent on power generated in Canada every day today. And Northern Pass will just exacerbate that reliance. So this idea that this is somehow hugely contributing to diversity, I think we need to watch what that tilt is. But again, thank you very much, and that's all I have to say. Thanks.